Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement? There's actual discussion about that. You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over. Can brain scans be used to determine whether a person is inclined toward criminality or violent behavior? You will rule on that.
Welcome back to Angry Beaver Radio on OrionTalkRadio.com. You can tune in here Saturdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can find us on Facebook, Facebook, because they're stealing your identity and selling your private data to anyone willing to pay for it. But anyways, I've got this clip here, guys. I think you'll get a kick out of it. It's from CTV News, Market Turmoil, from their correspondent in Southwest Calgary. And, well, I won't give it away. Let me just cue up the clip here and we'll have a listen.
Bridget joins us now. Bridget, overall, how did today compare to yesterday?
The biggest surprise of today was definitely gold. It was down about $100 an ounce. That represents the biggest two-day drop in 28 years. There's a couple of things going on today. Some investors were selling off their gold holdings to try to make up for losses in other areas. But Todd Hirsch says there's something else happening here, too. Some investors aren't confident that with what gold is backed by, or if it's backed by anything at all, as compared to something like the U.S. dollar. Investors are comfortable that the U.S. dollar is backed by the American government. So no matter what is happening to the American economy, something like the U.S. dollar is backed by the Federal Reserve. That's going to be around a year from now. That's a much more comfortable investment for them. Tara, right.
Thank you, Bert.
So CTV correspondent claims that gold is backed by nothing. And the U.S. dollar, that's something to have faith in because it's backed by the U.S. government and the Federal Reserve. So what?
So it's backed by nothing. There you go.
Well, I'm going to fall down if I lean too far, you know? I don't have any support.
This is the garbage they spew to the general public.
Man.
They're just setting them up for what the hell?
The big fall.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, for sure.
I got news for everyone. And gold, I know what it's backed by. It is backed by gold.
Mm-hmm. Gold sure.
Is gold.
Yeah.
What it is.
Yeah, a physical thing.
Yeah, what your worthless fiat paper is, you know, it might as well be toilet paper. Costs the same amount to make the $1 bill or the $5 bill as it does to make the 20 or the 50 or the $100 bill. Same amount, same cost.
And it's, yeah, and that's the scheme with the gold market where she's saying how it's like the gold made the, like, 100, it can drop $100 in the price during the day. But the market is actually based – there's a whole side of the gold price that's based on the paper gold market or whatever. It's like not even real gold, you know. But it's like actual physical gold, like an actual physical piece is like actually you know, it has a value because it's a physical thing. Yeah, it's not a fiat
yeah,
take currency.
If she was talking about the paper gold market, then I would agree that the paper gold market is fiat and they don't have the gold to back up the number of certificates that they've sold. You know, and it's the same in the silver, but in a generalized sense, if you know, silver, a physical piece of silver is backed by itself. Same with gold.
Yeah.
This lady is delusional on drugs, and that's your mainstream media for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just complete absurd Keynesian economics.
Yeah. So what you should do is buy silver or gold low
and you know, and will go higher. But a lot of people do the wrong way. They go and buy gold higher, kind of thinking that it's going to go higher than that. So it's better to buy lower price.
It does fluctuate, but in the general sense, I think it's going to continue to go up unless they change their economic monetary policies. And I don't, until I see any, I see no signs of them stopping printing money or imagining digital currency out of thin air. It's going at rampant speed at all these different countries. So mm-hmm. I don't see any reason for the price of anything to go down other than, you know, deflation due to the fact that sometimes, you know, a lot of this money they're printing and loaning is only to themselves. They don't release it to the general public. So I guess that's the only thing that I would say is stifling inflation is
right.
The fact they're not loaning all this money out. They're keeping it for themselves and buying up real assets with it.
Yeah. No, that's part of why they term it as a stagflation thing that's going on, because it's like deflated like markets or whatever, like people's personal wealth. But then there's like inflated in like prices, everything is going up, you know?
Yeah.
So what do you think of the minimum wage going up to $11 an hour?
Well, that's in Ontario, but then also that was in Obama's State of the Union too, right? Well, he's going to bring up everyone's the minimum wage or the federal minimum wage or whatever.
Yeah.
The federal workers.
But what about the cost of living? Will that equal it like it did here in Kanatistan? Once the minimum wage went to $10.25, prices went up.
Well, yeah, that's always what happens. It's like a temporary solution, maybe for a week or so before the retailers and everybody figures out the game and raises their prices.
The game is rigged.
Yes, it's a temporary Band-Aid solution for maybe a week or two.
Yeah.
And because of the worthless fake fiat currency. So I don't think we'd even be having this discussion if we had real gold or silver currency. I mean,
they'll probably use this global warming agenda to jack up prices of oranges and apples and everything else, you know?
Yeah, those are imports.
Yeah.
Which requires a bit of a carbon footprint.
You need your oil to drive all your stuff around.
This Kathleen Wynne, though, she plays games. This is the Premier of Ontario. She's doing a political move here, because like all of a sudden announcing she's going to increase the minimum wage when it's been the same for 4 years or whatever.
Yes.
Just all of a sudden it's going to increase, just like just announced a few days ago. And then she's got by-elections going on, and then there could be even an election as early as this spring in the province of Ontario. So it's like she's got to look as good as she can before
jack up her image and everything, you know.
If anybody could smell anything like I can, minimum wage hikes or not, it doesn't matter. The cost of living here is so high anyway, rent, houses, whatever have you, food. It doesn't matter. You know, we're just going to pay for it. That's it. Minimum wage doesn't mean anything, you know, basically. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, because you have to work a lot of hours on minimum wage to even make it to the poverty line, like where the poverty line is.
Well, most companies, you know, they want to keep labor low and profits high. So you don't hear much about overtime anymore. They cut that out almost completely. I remember years ago, say, do you want to work overtime? I said, sure, no problem. Work an extra 4 hours overtime, and no problem. I was making pretty good money.
That's when they would give you the time, what your hourly rate was and the half. Mm-hmm.
That's right, yeah.
Time and a half, yeah.
So it worked out pretty good, you know.
That kind of overtime, yeah. Now it's a different model probably now. You're more expected to work in your hourly rate.
Yeah. Well, in 1980, I was making like $6.55 an hour.
Wow. That's almost as good as today.
Those are the days. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Well, when I first started working, I was working for St. Lawrence Cement. I think they changed the name now. Like in 1973, I was making like almost $4.10 an hour, $4.05 an hour.
Nice.
1973.
$4.05.
That was good money.
Yeah.
Because you only had the one tax, right?
Hmm. Which one? Just the employment tax or something?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So what about here now? We've mostly created part-time jobs. Is that right, guys? And everybody can live on part-time jobs,
part-time,
right?
Part-time or temporary ones?
Yes.
Yeah. Because they want to make everybody just renters, not owners.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they also don't want to pay benefits.
Yeah,
so
yeah exactly. Yeah.
With our labor laws, if they hire you full-time permanent, they've got to supply you with certain benefits. And a loophole around that is to hire part-time or full-time temporary, where they hire a slew of people, and then every, you know, 30, 60, 90 days, they get rid of that slew and get another slew of people they hire. And they have to work full-time hours with no no benefits, just a loophole around it. So all these laws and things, the corporations have teams of lawyers to get around these things.
Oh, sure they do. They buy. They got the money to do that. When they keep labor low and profits high, they can afford the good lawyers. So no matter if you take them to court or not, you're just going to end up losing anyway because you have no funds left to fight them.
Yeah.
Even at our job, if you have a full-time job, if you're full-time there, if you want benefits, you have to pay for it. You have to pay for it. It's not free.
Well, I would work for the 1964 minimum wage of $1.25 if you paid me with a 1964 dollar and a 1964 quarter that's made of silver, and you'd be paying me about $20 an hour.
Yeah, sure.
So that minimum wage doesn't seem so bad. The $1.20, the silver $1.25 an hour,
Back in those days in 64 or 65, Mark remembers, we were buying comic books for like 12 cents.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I remember those days, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's $3.12 now. Yeah. So
what do you guys think? You think that the raising the minimum wage is just a temporary Band-Aid fix to an inflation problem?
No, it's not even a Band-Aid they're putting on it, just...
Yeah, like I think it's an election gimmick. She's all about, election. Like they look like they're one of the worst governments like in the world right now. The liberal, like at least in the G20 like side, the liberals in Ontario government, like specifically in Ontario, just because our debt is like so huge and growing, and because of all the green scams that we're involved with. But then also, she's playing like a. Yeah, these kind of election games. But then, I guess the minimum wage thing is, like, an overall thing because even Obama's announcing they're going to raise it. You know, it's like a they are recognizing the prices everywhere are going up and people aren't, like, you know, wages aren't going up in the rate that prices are going up.
Because people are not going out there buying anything. They're staying home.
Yeah, more cautious.
More cautious. When I go to the grocery store, I see people grabbing apples and oranges, looking at it and checking prices and looking at this, looking at that. They're not just grabbing things and putting it in their cart. Mm-hmm. They're not doing that anymore. They're studying everything and make sure they're getting the right thing and make sure, you know, they're getting the right amount. You know, they're not just grabbing things, just throw it in their cart and have, you know, that's it.
Well, the men usually do that. The men don't care as much about the price as the women do. So
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That's these so are true. Some of the other I can think of a few other Kathleen Wynne schemes that I saw because of that by-elections coming up. There's one that's in Toronto or in Thornhill, I think. She brought in Trudeau, like Justin Trudeau as a celebrity guy to help campaign. And the other one there's a one in Niagara Falls, and she made a huge announcement for like $70 million or something they're going to give to the wine industry, some kind of Ontario grape fund.
Oh, yeah. I saw that, the $70 million wine.
Yeah. Well, we need that. Yeah, that'll help the economy, yeah.
But they got an election going on, so it's like, vote for the Liberals. We're going to give, you know, $70 million to our farms down here. It's like, it's an industry scheme because, you know, people work in that industry down there. But I don't think it might not even work out for them. That's where... the people are beginning to realize how corrupt these people are. So they need to figure out, you know, things, you know, small things, even like something like a dollar more an hour in minimum wage. Or, what was Rob Ford's biggest, one of his biggest accomplishments, he says, was the vehicle registration tax. Get rid of that, $60. But really, it's like the price of everything are going up. You know, it's like.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter.
Every dollar counts, but then also what I think they could be doing, you know, in the future, and this is when it's going to get scary, is if they get into a Zimbabwe model, you know, or an inflation thing, make everyone think they're, you know, getting a lot of money if, like, everyone's making millions of dollars a year, but then everything else gets inflated, you know.
Of course.
That's the thing. Anything, once it's going up so much, you know, in a rapid scale, it just gets to too many zeros. You know, it's like you just have to ram down the bills because of
yeah. So Rob Ford will probably get rid of the $60, but he probably they'll probably replace it with some other number.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he had a few of his cost saving scams that he proposed this week. I think some of these didn't get through. Some of them did, but one of them was. Because there's so many unpaid library fines that he's going to tack it on to the property tax. And then it's like, if you don't pay the property tax, you can get in trouble, you know? It's like, but right now, if you don't pay your library fine, you know, you can't really get in that much trouble, you know? So it's like, he's got to figure out how to pay you got to pay your fine.
people have a lot of books from 40 years ago.
Yeah. He did admit that he had paid he blamed it on his kids, though, but he admitted that he paid a $110 fine, I think.
Yeah.
The library recently. So it's like there. He's got a few overdue. Even the mayor's got a few overdue.
I don't know.
So these kind of fines and fees, they're going to keep on increasing, yeah. What was his other one? Was had to do with something with everyone's got to pay user fees, I guess, if you want to use all the community rec centers or whatever. It's like some of the rec centers, I think you used to be able to use them for free, but now they got to increase the user fees or whatever.
Yeah, if you want to go swimming, you have to pay for that. You'll buy a card or something like that, and it's good for the whole month, mm-hmm. whatever. It's almost like a bus pass, so to speak. Mm-hmm. You pay for the month or whatever, or 6 months. You go dancing, and you go swimming or whatever. You do that on all in one card.
So Presto.
Yeah, like a Presto type thing.
Yeah, just swipe the card.
Just swipe the card.
Or tap for a convenient tap.
Yeah, yeah. But now with the buses now in Mississauga, they've gotten rid of the weekly bus pass.
Huh? What do you got to get, monthly or daily?
There's no monthly. Daily. There's monthly. Monthly or the Presto.
Huh, and Presto's pay-as-you-go.
$2.80 a ride. Mm-hmm. And if you use it enough, if you buy a certain amount, then you can ride the whole week free. That type of thing. Well, but the only difference is the stopover is only maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours, like when you get a transfer.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yep. But with the bus passes, it's only basically $120 a month. For me, it was all like all of February, and even though there's only 28 days in February, so I have to use the bus pass as much as I can to get my money's worth out of it, or else it's not worth using. Plus, the stopover, you can go any mall, or whatever, and stay there forever if you want, and get back on the bus again. There's no limit.
Yeah, that's what you need. Toronto, that's one thing Toronto's really bad on. We're one of the only places like that's got the time, you know, we don't have time-based transfer thing. You know, you got to pay each time you get off, on or off. Or they want you to pay each time.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, the reason so many people don't or whatever, you know, there's because there's the transfer schemes and whatever that now they're at least even talking about having a system like you got, I guess, here.
Well, one of the ways they're encouraging people to use transit and get off the roads and out of their cars is by jamming up the major city, like all around GTA. It's just nothing but a major traffic jam. It'll take just as long to get there by car as it does by bus or train, which is takes you forever. So, you know, plan to spend 2 hours, maybe 3 hours if you hit a hitch in the road to get to work and back from work, unless you live right beside your work. And that's the Agenda 21 nightmare they've created. And it's no good for anyone, whether you take the bus or the train or whether you drive, you're screwed. One of the other ways they want to get us off the roads is through increased car insurance, all these different taxes and regulations, and make it so expensive that it's just, you know, well, it takes me an hour and a half to drive to work, and or I could take the bus and save a bunch of money. So that's how they're trying to encourage people to get off the roads. It's all part of Agenda 21 with the metro links and the transit plans. These aren't local plans. These are globalist plans on the local level.
Yeah.
But so where do you find the Agenda 21? Sorry, Mike, again, for my new listeners that have joined the show.
Agenda 21 is a United Nations program that was settled upon in Rio de Janeiro in 1992. You can check out the plans. Just look up Agenda 21 PDF. And you can read the whole agenda for free online. Instead of, you know, you'll hear this term over and over again throughout the alternative media. And if you're just going off what you know from YouTube videos about Agenda 21 or what people are saying in radio or news articles, the best source is to go read the document itself.
Yeah, and you can still find it on the UN's official site too.
That's
still have it posted
there. Exactly. That's what, when I link to it in any post, any news article, I'll link right to the UN.org website, right to their PDF of it. So it's like, it's their document. This isn't a theory. This is what they're planning. And if you research it, there's also previous ones. There's the Gro-Brundtland Report in 1984 came out, was the predecessor to Agenda 21. And there's also the Limits to Growth from the 1970s, I believe.
And they're still available to
And if you read these and then look at how they've implemented this New World Order United Nations agenda on the local level, it's just plain and as day is what they're doing.
Yeah, I talked to my Chinese friend recently and trying to tell him certain documents that are out there that they can go read. And he's thinking, oh, why would they show you a document? Why would the government come out with a document explaining what, you know, the plans are? You know, how do you know that's like the real document that they, you know, they just might put that out there? I'm trying to tell him certain documents that you can read, that we don't just talk, you know. It's, you know, supposed to be the true thing. And he's thinking, well, how do you know? How does anybody know if that's the actual real document?
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard to fake the whole Rio conference in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro. And then the 20th anniversary, Rio Plus 20, I think that passed in 2012. And we covered that, you know. And that's like the plan is implemented, and it's just on how they're rolling it out on the local level. So there's, you know, there's no stopping them putting it in at the local level. They've already put it in at the local level. They're just rolling out with their regulations.
We have a commercial.
Yeah, we got a break.
Yeah, I hear a break coming up. We'll be right back after these messages.
I don't know about the first one, but I know the second one was terrible. Then there was a third one, too, after that one.
Yes, sir. An inside job? How dare you? How dare you?
They made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
Real Alternative Radio. We are OrionTalkRadio.com.
Orion News Talk exists because the corporate news media has failed us miserably.
Our media has been controlled for decades.
In 1917, J.P. Morgan bought up or infiltrated the top 25 newspapers, and news control became reality. The CIA took over in the 1950s with Operation Mockingbird, recruiting over 400 journalists and newspeople, including Walter Lippmann, Edward R. Murrow, and Walter Cronkite. And today's top media figures are members of the Council on Foreign Relations, a group that at best is a think tank for foreign intervention, and at worst a proponent for the New World Order. The number one rule in journalism is to always follow the truth. The number two rule is no entangling alliances that prevent you from following rule number one. So why then are corporate media members part of the CFR? And now today, six corporations control our major media, which is why more people are turning to us.
So keep listening and tell a friend. Orion News Talk, news and views beyond the mainstream media.
IRN USA News, I'm Bill Morrison. A Michigan State University student has died after he and another student were shot in their apartment near the school's campus last night. East Lansing police say 20-year-old Dominique Nulf was pronounced dead this morning of multiple gunshot wounds. The second victim, also 20, has been treated and released from a hospital. Police are searching for a suspect. They say the shooting does not appear to be random. More trouble for the mayor of Atlanta. Now he's defending his use of emergency lanes at the height of the city's icy traffic jam so that he could do an interview at the Weather Channel studios. Mayor Kasim Reed, his spokesman and police officers normally assigned to the mayor, traveled in two cars equipped with blue lights to reach the station's suburban Atlanta headquarters on Tuesday. Reed's spokesman says he doesn't believe they interfered with the emergency response. This is IRN USA News.
Okay, you ready? I'm gonna let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
No, just keep pedaling. You've got it.
Don't go, don't go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo!
I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Getting ready for that spring home makeover? Then get the hottest flooring styles for less at Lumber Liquidators Exotic Flooring Sale. Get hand-scraped exotic Brazilian cherry, hard-to-find acacia, and more, all on sale. You could pay $5.89 a square foot for Brazilian redwood at other stores, but we've got it for $3.99. That's 32% less. Plus, get high-quality laminates from 49 cents and special financing. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before these deals get away.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
DependableVoice.com, the total solution, one-stop shop for your business telecommunications needs. Nationwide business class telecommunication services, providing voice and data, voice over internet, and hosted PBX. Dependable Voice is now offering the first month free for any voice over internet and hosted PBX services. Save up to 50% on your current phone bill and save thousands of dollars with no need to purchase PBX hardware. Hosted PBX and voice over internet services include free local and long distance calling to the U.S., Canada, and Caribbean, email to voicemail, follow me services, multiple visual call reports, dynamic auto attendant, advanced ACD and call queue, unified voice and fax messaging, and much, much more. Plus, get your first month free with a minimum three-phone system. Call Dependable Voice today at 1-888-346-1085 or visit them online at dependablevoice.com. That's dependablevoice.com. Dependable Voice, the total solution for business telecommunications.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, this is Ken from the Information Nation. Join me every Sunday night from 9 to 11 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 to 10 Central Time, live right here on Orion Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Angry Beaver Radio on OrionTalkRadio.com. Now, we were talking about Agenda 21. It's, you were asking some questions there, Mark, about, but we also got some headlines here. What else do we got? We got the fifth case of a deadly pig virus confirmed on Ontario farm as outbreak spreads. Simcoe County, Ontario. highly contagious, deadly pig virus confirmed in Ontario.
Oh, no.
So I'm not sure what to make of it. I think it's like the only, it's the fifth case, so it hasn't been widespread yet. I don't know how they can determine, I guess, unless it's a virus they already know of, if it's highly contagious, if only five pigs have got it so far.
Why are they picking on the pigs anyway?
Oh, I don't know. The animal's sick. It's, you know, I'm not sure.
Yeah, so close to living quarters. They're in a settlement zone.
Of course, if the price of bacon goes up, you'll see riots on the streets.
Oh, yeah, pig riots.
Oh, yeah, Canadian. You cut off if you raise the price of bacon.
So the pigs would be protesting, will they?
No, the people of Canada will be protesting.
Okay.
They'll be burned. The whole country will burn if you raise the price of bacon due to the pig virus. So
it's ridiculous.
It could be a dangerous situation, but
it could be.
Honestly, I got no added commentary on the pig virus.
I don't.
No, the H1N1 didn't pan out. Even though they even tried to bring it back this year too. Actually, they said a few people pass away from H1N1. I guess. What was it? H1N1, H5N1, H5N2.
Yeah. Yeah, bird flu, or yeah.
Yeah, they're gonna bring a bird flu in, but that one's never hasn't flown yet either.
But of course, I talked to a person not too long ago who was, you know, misdiagnosed as having the person just had the flu, didn't have something else that the doctor had said she had. So there was a lot of misdiagnosis, probably purposely as well. So, yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, what else we have? We've got UK Marks and Spencer expands RFID to all clothing. UK-based retailer Marks and Spencer is extending its item-level RFID tagging programs to include all clothing in its home products in its 700 stores, with future plans including the use of RFID scanning throughout the supply chain.
Wow.
So, I mean, well, this has been coming for a while. They've been using this technology. I mean, when you have Walmart partnering up with the Department of Defense years ago to develop this and implement this technology. What this does is big companies with the buying power of Walmart, when they implement something like this, it can help change industry standards to where I think we're going to see RFID tagging in the packaging as a standard, not just at Walmart, but you're going to see this at all those stores eventually because it makes them a standard in manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
Goes out with the tag. So, you know, not just Walmart or Spencer's or anywhere else.
Target, yes.
Yeah, they'll all have it.
Mm-hmm. And yes, yes.
Little Joe Blow, if he orders products from the same manufacturer, they're going to end up with it too. That's where it's heading anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's also heading to a point where they could, it's like a full tracking system. If they could ever get to a stage where you've got a card or some kind of like chip implanted inside of you that like tracks all the barcodes of every product like you're getting or whatever, then, you know, they'd be able to get all your everything you've done, basically.
You could Google Earth your underwear.
Because they've got codes, barcodes on almost every product now. And when you look at it, something you could scan, or, you know, even fruit has got those codes, you know, barcode sticker thing.
Maybe the NSA could listen into your underwear.
Yeah, really. You may be planting a bomb in there or something like that, you know.
Yeah, exactly. You'd hope it's the kind of tag that they can remove, but if it's an RFID tag that is even in the clothes after you buy it, then it's like, what are you really buying here?
Yeah, it's embedded in the it's so small, it's embedded in the material. So you're actually wearing it around, even outside the store, and it can track you every move. It's the whole idea.
Yeah,
you're all tied in until you're proven innocent. Yeah.
I mean, so if Homeland Security goes to war with the citizens and they just got to track them, anyone who's wearing Walmart underwear?
There you go.
There's a brief history of this.
If that's true or not. I hear RFID tags in the Walmart underwear, but I don't know if it's actually in the underwear or if it's just a tag on the package. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Catherine Albright, she mentioned that these RFID chips would be implanted, like, let's say, in a shoe, in the heel type thing, where you would not know where it is. So it's in the actual product itself, not just the packaging. It would be in the product. Yeah.
Yeah. That one's also, they give you that hint in Enemy of the State, the movie, too. They got a tracker in his shoe heel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you're making these shoes, what they'll do is they'll, you know, you have the skin of the shoe, you know, like the top part of the shoe. And in the depending on what you're using, leather, like leather, like, you know, you get leather shoes, bottoms as well. Like the heels are basically solid leather. But if you're using another type of polyurethane type of plastic, your heels are basically have maybe three or four components, areas that are actually hollow. So you'd be able to put maybe a microchip in there. Then you just basically glue the sole to the upper, right? That's what they'll do. Because years ago, I worked in a shoe repair shop, and people who wanted their shoes repaired have their old bottoms of their shoes taken off, and you'd have them rebuilt. So it's you go to any big shoe company, they'll actually you know, like if you have plastic bottoms, you'll have in a heel, you have certain parts to have on your shoes, which is hollow. So you can put a microchip actually in there, and then actually glue the shoe back to the upper, and sell it like that to the stores. It's an easy thing to do. Easy thing.
Yeah. To do. Well, it's also predicted in Get Smart too that they could install the whole phone system.
Sure, they could if they wanted to.
This is a nanotechnology we're heading into. We're heading to a stage of smaller technology.
Yep.
Well, speaking of the RFID chips, I heard they're proposing to use them in the bank cards down in the United States, the chip and pin technology for the bank cards rather than the stripe. And I think they're trying to point at the recent Target hacks and other retail hacks and saying that this new chip and pin will be more secure and yada, yada, yada.
So just leave your information with us. It'll be secure.
Yeah. But the government's saying that it's mostly just to track where everything is. Like, you know, something may be stolen or misplaced. They can find out where it is. That's their main jabber on this thing.
From what I've seen, the chip and pin is far less secure than the magnetic stripe. But, you know, just look up electronic pickpocket or YouTube, electronic pickpocketing, and go see what that is, and you'll see why all of these PayPass, RFID-type credit cards or bank cards are not secure. You know, like that's why they sell these magnetic shielded cases in order to shield your card so that electronic pickpockets cannot steal your data. It's had to go on a spending spree.
Uh-huh. That's why I have one. I have one that has components for half a dozen cards that you're using, and it helps, really helps until you take the card out of your case. Then that's when a problem will hit.
Yeah.
But it's good for if you're going to the airport with one of these cases, they can't detect anything, any of your information.
Well, how long have we had the chip and pin here in Canada, do you guys think?
Maybe a decade or so, something like that, maybe.
Okay.
Because I know it's been it's been less than that, I think, since they started sending out all the ones with the all the credit card ones or whatever with the thing built into it, microchip built.
So in that aspect of the big brother totalitarian grid, smart grid, we're already ahead of the curve than the U.S. is. So I don't know. They should battle it and try to it's less secure. That's all I'm saying. And just look out. More electronic hack attacks are going to come, and more money is going to disappear out of people's accounts.
Well, first started, Catherine Albright mentioned with the stores and grocery stores offering you just this card, after a while, you know, you can develop some points. So, you know, these air miles type of thing. It all goes back to even back to the 80s or 90s whenever these cards started coming out. So it goes back that far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So these cards are probably gathering some form of data on you and selling it somewhere.
Well, they know what you're buying, right? And how much you've bought, or if you've bought, if they know if you, by turning on your chip, if you're there to just to buy the sale prices or whatever have you. So they find out a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. And especially if you're in debt, then they can do targeted marketing.
Yeah.
So it'll,
yeah.
To get out of debt, you know, pay someone else to get you out of debt.
but they got to make money too, you know.
Yeah. Exactly. That's why that's their targeted marketing. Exactly. That's where it's important to know what people are buying. That's another scheme with how they're tracking IP addresses too, or whatever. They want to see what you're doing on the internet.
Yeah, that's why I always go to start page.
Because
you end up they block Google from you know, trying to get your IP address, but you still keep the Google searches.
Yeah, because start page does the work for you. Yes, not sir. Just going directly to, yeah.
So I don't know if you guys heard, but I saw this over on the U.S. Independent as well. Bitcoin pioneer facing federal charges quits this foundation.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I heard about that, that he's facing the charges because he had bought the drugs on that, what was that, Silk Road site?
Oh.
He bought it with the Bitcoin?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. This was like an online thing. You could buy drugs. You could buy, like, even worse stuff, too. Like, you could buy hitmen and stuff. This is a crazy website, Silk Road. This was one of the big ones they shut down. I think they caught the guy. He was, like, in San Francisco or so. I think he was somewhere in California or something. But then this Bitcoin guy, I'm not totally sure. But I think, yeah, they connected him with it. And then there's you know, it's like it's one thing you could do with Bitcoins. And then that's the thing that got people nervous about, too, is if Bitcoin is so secure in terms of, like, you know, you can't be tracked, you can't be doing all this, then, like, obviously, if you're like a drug dealer or someone, you know, that can't show your income, you know, that Bitcoin would be a good thing, right?
Yeah.
So it can't be tracked. So anonymous and it can't be tracked. So, but just put in a new Bitcoin bank machine that you all just palm scan right here.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, that's to get it. Yeah.
Guys, yeah. Bitcoin, crap coin is the biggest joke. I'm going to come out with crap coin made out of actual crap. Get it like a coin press. Mm-hmm. And, it'll be made of actual crap, and it'll still be more valuable because it'll be physical crap used as fertilizer for fun. What is Bitcoin? Right. It's nothing. It's an imaginary nothing. And I don't know.
That's not a shitty idea. That's pretty good, John. Sorry about that.
Well, go ahead. It is reported here over at the U.S. Independent that Charlie Shurum, the Bitcoin pioneer charged with the money laundering, resigned Tuesday from the board of Bitcoin Foundation, the trade group that promotes the unregulated cybercurrency. Prosecutors say Shurum, CEO of the Bitcoin exchange company BitInstant.com, helped the vendor on Silk Road, an illegal online drug marketplace, exchange cash for Bitcoin. Keith Miller, an attorney for Shurum, declined to comment on charges. And you can check out more over there.
That's definitely for people like looking out. That's definitely a sign too. It's like, why would someone that has a lot of Bitcoins, I guess you'd always need cash, but then it's like, yeah, really, if you're just changing it for cash, then yeah, what is
I think Bitcoin's image has just been tarnished, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Already, just started.
Yeah, it's been tarnished, but then it's also been bigger than ever. Like, that's what that Ryan Brooks was saying on the show last week.
Yeah.
About how there's all these top guys are now endorsing Bitcoin, you know? And it's like, why is that going on? Even Ben Bernanke's like mentioning it and stuff. It's like, you know, what's going on here?
Well, people are maybe thinking, the general public, that the U.S. economy's never going to recover, and you know the dollar will eventually be dead. So this is the next thing that we're going to have to get into. Maybe this just the way it is, just like a, you know, a temporary thing to get people feeling better now. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, until it collapses, and then what do we got left?
Yeah, that's when they could bring in the one world one. See, I'm not right now. It doesn't seem like Bitcoin is the one world currency, just because
pop tabs. That'll be the new one world currency. It'll be economic pop tabs. That's all anyone will have to trade with. It'll be pop tabs.
I remember those rubber tabs, yeah.
Yeah. We'll just use Canadian tire money. That'll be our currency for Canadistan.
Well, why not? It's printed by the same company that prints our real money, Dysack and Deverent. German company prints Canadians' money, prints Canadian tire money. And I think they even do some contract work for the United States printing some of their money. So folks may want to check into that. Dysack and Deverent, German company, minting our money, including Canadian tire money.
Smells like real money.
But Canadian tire money is so much better than Canadian money because Canadian tire money is backed by Canadian tire products that are made by slave labor. So it's a win-win-win.
Yeah. Win-win all around. And it, and if you want, you can give your Canadian tire money to charity if you want. They have a box there. If you go in, exit, if you go out, there's a box there where you can just throw in your Canadian tire money and help out for a charity.
We're giving the charity, even though we don't personally, give it. It's all a big scam, you know.
What next? Monopoly money? Is that going to be your next currency?
I've always enjoyed it, you know.
Enjoy playing games.
So, what else have we got on the news here, guys? We still have a couple of articles left. One from the Olympics, the terror threat, another one as well. You might want to pull it up.
Yeah, who knows what's going to happen there?
Yeah.
They, you know what they said is that this is going to be the most expensive Olympics ever. And that's strange because this is in a winter Olympics. Usually that's not as big as a summer.
Exactly. So something's up with this, you know.
Yeah.
With all the heightened security going on.
It's the security costs, and they're saying it's a corruption, like corruption in the government and with the companies doing it. And also because they're like building up a whole, you know, they're like building up this whole like area, which is like a resort area or whatever. Now it's going to be like a city almost, you know.
So what are they going to do with it after it's been created?
I'm not sure, but apparently that's where Putin goes to, like, vacation or something. So
of course.
He'll be there in the summer.
Bush went to vacation. Bush went to vacation at the Olympics in China. So why not?
Yeah, this one you might see a few less world leaders because they are playing up that, Russia's a threat or whatever. You know, even Harper's not going. He's announced he's not going to go.
Yeah, so I think a few of them actually are not going.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
Harper doesn't like to show his face a lot of times anyway, right? So,
yeah. Or they're afraid of Russia, or they're just trying to build him up as a villain, or.
No, I think it's
Putin said everything's going to be fine, everything's going to be secure, so don't worry about it. Just come, you know.
Well, it's just with 9/11 when they were telling certain politicians not to fly that day. There you go. There's an example right there. So I'm thinking this is the same thing.
Yeah, that is an interesting point, too.
Yeah.
That they're given a prior warning, don't show up because of what could happen.
Yes, exactly.
You know, Russia's involved with a lot of stuff. They're involved with the Syria conflict. There's the Chechnya rebels or whatever, and the Ukraine conflict.
And they're Illuminati country as well, right? So, you know, a lot of Illuminati control the media and other things as well. So
I'm thinking there's something's going to happen. It might not be a false flag, or it could be something that was created, like like the Boston bombings. Something maybe a false flag could happen, and they foil their own plot.
Yeah. Or
another possibility. This could be a long shot. Is that since they let in the like U.S. special forces or whatever, the security. Is that these guys could go after Snowden, right? Because Snowden's being held in Russia. But
yeah, that's right. Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm. I never thought of that.
That'd be a long shot, though, because that would make big headlines.
Hope it would, definitely.
And it would change the whole thing of the Olympics too, if that's what they're using the Olympics for.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you watch the Olympics, just to watch the opening and closing Illuminati ceremonies and pick things out.
Yeah, I think there will be a tribute to Peter the Great.
Right.
A few other things.
Peter the Great.
I also heard, I think they might have a albino dolphin. We'll see if they debut that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, the last Olympics, the Summer Olympics, that was the Phoenix, right? The Rise of the Phoenix?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that was for 2012, yeah, because that was
right, yeah. So it's going to be
interesting. Oh, yeah, it was the Zion theme, exactly. It was the Zion.
Yeah. And they had the baby in the middle of the stage.
Yeah, that was all weird stuff.
Yeah.
When you saw all the symbolism and
exactly, just like they did with the Bohemian Grove there, sacrifice of the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Right in plain view. That's pretty scary stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, and it's everywhere. It's at the Olympics. It's at the Grammys. Last week, it's at, all these political events, whatever was going on in Davos. They had symbolism on all this stuff.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So just keep an eye out for that and any false flags coming up for the Winter Olympics. If you have all this heavy security around that Olympics and something does happen, then you know that it was a false flag and it was an inside job.
Well, that being said, Super Bowl Sunday is tomorrow, so hopefully there's no false flags that have happened there or at the Olympics. And if something does happen, everybody knows who the hell probably did it before they even look into it. So
yeah, for sure.
It's stupid for the globalists to try to stage any type of false flag attacks.
That's right.
Lines. But anyways, guys, we're almost out of time. It's been great. We'll talk to you folks later.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Have a great night. Be safe, everybody. Go Leafs.
Go Planet.
Screw the Maple Leafs, eh?
Maple laughs.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
Bye now.
After work, I'm so tired. I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you, years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes, I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs and a better mood and more drive in your romantic life.
Really? I want to try Iodine Now. I want to feel good again.
It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You will be amazed. I want you out of the hospital, off of pharmaceuticals, and to be your own doctor.
Wow. Why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you, and you're out of shape, and I care.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com.
The easiest way to get away with any large government crime is to simply cry conspiracy theory. And it's a magic phrase reserved and used exclusively by government.